Uncle Bob, it's Jermaine.
Jermaine, glad that you came back to our world. Now,
are you in an earthquake, Bieber?
Ion, do you know how it happened, right?
Yeah.
I dropped into that conversation with you and Froggy, and he didn't want me to know what you guys are talking about.
Of course he didn't, because you know what we were talking about.
Well, actually, I forgot, because when I woke up the next day, I didn't know because of the earthquake.
Well, it was all that. It was all that.
Did you guys have an earthquake down there, Tabane?
We've been having them all day. Yesterday, three, all day today, everybody's scared around here. Oh, Ion, I must be in another world because I've not felt any of them except for the one that I made happen, which was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's okay.
Jermaine called it. What was coming through Jermaine's mouth the other night? What the hell was that? Was it you?
We didn't say.
The words that came out of my mouth that were yours.
Yeah.
What was that?
Is that the same thing that JW experiences?
Many times, yes. Some of them.
And it was you coming out. It was you.
The flow. It's just that flow. It's the same thing that causes earthquakes when you're crossed and don't get your way.
Oh, and I don't get things my way, I cause earthquakes?
Correct. Yep. Or when they want too much for the shoes, when they want more for the shoes than you're willing to pay. That'll do it, too. Won't it?
And all these earthquakes all day today, yesterday, all of those out here.
But Manolo Blahnik is not going to have a sale. They're not going to put them on sale. They're not. I'm tired.
Get it through your skull, Jermaine.
They don't. If they didn't
Jermaine should take out L.A. because they won't
trade. They have to teach you how to walk in those shoes. That's one thing. But they're not going to put those on sale. Just saying.
Yeah, I know. You're totally picking up on what I've been saying. I think I've been irritated that I don't have all the shoes that I want. So maybe
you're going to take out all of L.A. because of your little wants.
Jermaine, when I met you, the first thing I did was say, give me those shoes. Let me see if I can even stand up in them. And I couldn't. They're amazing.
Karen, you'd have to forfeit your world's tallest midget. You'd be the world's tallest.
I was rooting for myself, but I just couldn't make it happen.
I still have that picture of you wearing them.
Right. Did you put them on, Carolyn? Oh, my God, I need to see that.
Yeah.
Can you send it to me? That would be amazing.
You should put it on your facial book.
Bob, please give Jermaine my email address. It would be so cool to see that. That would be epic. Because Ion's just always about the Manolo Blahnik. Like, always about it.
So
do me like a dog.
A dog.
Pete, don't sling back. Do me like a dog.
There you go.
There he goes.
So to see Carolyn and then we'd just be brilliant. That would make me like, that would be so cool. Epic.
And so I leave to Costa Rica the 13th of April in 2 weeks.
Good, good, good. Make sure you make it out to Cartago as well.
Definitely.
But you're going to Alajuela.
For okay. Sure, yeah. Do you have anything else to say about Froggy? Well, I know that the earthquake was because I dropped in on yours and his conversation. Oh, and then I keep on dropping in on yours and Uncle Bob's, too, all the time.
Yes, of course.
What about that conversation I dropped into and you guys said I was number 60, but then it dropped down to 9?
It went up to 9.
It went up to 9, yes. So I'm number 9 now.
Yes. It's good to be number 1.
I'm getting there. How did I go from 60 to 9? Next time I'll be 1.
You sure did. But I had a chance to 1, so you got to be careful.
I asked Chad, C-H-A-D. He's number one. You may not have heard it over the years, but I asked him the other night, aren't you getting tired of being called number one? He says, no, I like it. So, I don't know, you're going to have to really bump him off.
Hey, Jermaine, we announced today that Katie, Ion singled out. Who are the, of the new Ionettes, who's ascending? And he said Katie Thomas was one of them. I didn't give out the second name. Katie, the McLuhan scholar.
Yeah, I like her and her McLuhan stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, and Uncle Bob, Jack thinks he's Jesus.
Well, just change his name.
I think he's around me. A lot.
But Jack, yeah. You got to start listening. Look, there's three Jesuses, so you don't want the fucked one up. You want the other two, and they're alive, and they live over in Afghanistan and Paris or someplace, so they're here, two of them, the main ones. The third one, he fucked up. He canceled death, grave, and the hell, and he never got over it, and he's still in the
I'm seeing a lot of 33s, and 33 being my number, and I always, you know, when I think of 33, I think about Jesus, and I think about he died at 33, and he rose back 3 days later. If he could do that shit back then, why can't we do, you know, miracles here? And
We do.
I'm saying, I'm taking it for myself. I can do that. I feel like for a lot of people that I've been
involved with. That's right.
Yeah.
You don't mind fucking, so fuck it up, move on. Let's go. Vamanos.
Jack, can I say something? Yeah. Threes used to be my number, but then eight's actually my number, and then I realized if you take a three and then you flip it and then you mirror it, it turns into an eight, and then you flip it again, it turns
crazy.
Into... infinity.
Or a pair of handcuffs.
It's like two wire whisks that you...
Oh, my God.
you take together, and the worlds go from that line around the whisk. It never goes on the same one again. And you jump off at the handles. That's like a deferent station where it kind of comes in and out. Back in the days, in the tales of tea.
I just read that yesterday on, I think, Ion and Bob's spot. On the guy, you were talking about something, and then it was a question about the gods, and we all, it's a non-physical, and we all are a piece of that god. And I took a screenshot, and I showed Jermaine today, and then we got our check, and our bill was 6288. And then I was like, okay, those are the eights right there, 888.
Yeah.
And then we saw 888 on the way back to the house today. So, and it's funny
that was always me. It was always threes, and then there was, because I'm a designer, and then one day I was like, I'm literally looking at threes, and I was doing something in Photoshop, I can't remember, and I was like, wow, like threes to eights, there's like almost, I don't know, there was like a progression, and I was like,
you need to ease off the tar pit, you're going to make them spill.
La Brea tar pits.
We were just there right now, around there.
You need to back off that a little bit or they're going to spill. Now, just saying.
And is it Jack and I that would cause that or just Jack?
Mostly you.
You said
is it me and Jack or is it just me? God damn.
I'm just gonna fuck up all LA. If I don't get
just
things
don't,
my
just,
way.
I know, we know. We're saying back off that just a little bit. Just it's fine. We know what you can do. Ease off that just a little bit. If you wanna rip the whole thing asunder, start in Rodeo Drive. That's what you're mad at.
Ion's never told anyone to back off. Jermaine, you must have something real big brewing there, honey.
Don't make them spill. It'll make too much news to nail. Just simmer down, you'll be all right.
Okay, I'll simmer down. The thing is that, like, sometimes I don't know what I'm causing.
That's why we're saying for this male, simmer down until you do.
Okay.
Because it's great. You're just blindly taking our words and applying them, and it's working. But you don't know what you're applying. That's okay. You'll figure it out, but don't dump the damn tar pits today.
Okay. I'll stay away from it and I'll chill so nothing
happens.
You don't
have to stay away from it. Just don't. You get to focusing on it and go, look how, look. Oh, look, the bubbles are faster. Oh, look. And then the bubbles are running down the street.
And Ion, my vision now and everything that I see, it's completely different than even, like, let's say 3-4 months ago. The way that I see things, I can't even explain.
Yes, you can.
Okay, so it's wavy, and I see spirits, I see dimensions, I see everything. There is nothing that I don't see. I see them walking.
Why don't you see the new hats? How did you let those hats get on the runway? How could you possibly let those ridiculous hats get on the runway? Do you see all that? You should have seen that coming.
The ridiculous hats?
Hats, yes.
The Vivian Westwood ones?
Yes. How ridiculous.
I know.
Now, you know that's going to make couture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just saying.
And McLaren wore that one, and she made it for him back in the days, right? And then it just came back because of
the hat. See, we didn't mind that. I mean, the way the rib was nice. It wasn't bad. But flop-eyed Susie shit, ugh.
I agree.
Okay, so we did the hats. We did the shoes. We're looking for the belt. You did parallel worlds, seeing spirits, seeing dimensions. Okay, sliding.
Check.
But let's go back.
Okay.
Let's go back. Fall. What's hot?
For fall coming up.
Yeah. Okay, our last fall, but that'd be kind of given, wouldn't it?
Oh, last fall.
Next fall.
Next fall. Tell me.
Come on. No, you tell us.
Scarves, Huskus. Huskus.
Careful, she'll have carpets on you.
I said Huskus. The hooded scarves.
Yeah, but his primer.
He replaces woolly hats.
Okay.
You said what?
His primer's going to be troublesome.
You said what?
He was telling you what it was, and we were saying, be careful, she'll dump the tarpets on you.
I'll send you the illegal download of the Codex Seraphinius if you send me one of those hoods.
Who is that?
It's a deal of deals.
It's a deal of deal.
Hey, Bob, you know what I discovered the other night about Quark?
I'm sleeping. Don't wake me up. What?
I'm waking you up. Let me just say something. Yeah. I was just like, wow. I was watching a YouTube video about particle physics, as you do, at 2 o'clock in the morning. I never realized that quarks were actually named from Finnegan's Wake.
Yes, that's one of the most famous facts of the 20th century.
So what's with Master Mark? When you retrace that, what was the deal with that? With Master Mark, was it just like a? Do you think that was just something that they thought was a fun word, or?
Murray Gell-Mann, the physicist, 1963. He was looking for a word for the new particle, and he came to the beginning of that chapter. And I don't think Master Mark had anything to do with him. He just picked the word quark from it. Master Mark, you'd have to look up an annotation to Finnegan's Wake and see all the scholarly interpretations of it. There's always many for each line.
Mm.
So it doesn't relate to quark. It wasn't part of Gell-Mann's thinking. He just took the word.
No, I know, but I was just like, holy fucking shit, you got to be kidding me. This is going to get back to Finnegan's fucking Wake. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No way! No, it's not happening! No, it's not real! Get it away from
me! It always comes back to me, Dash. There's not any major event of the 20th century that doesn't involve me.
I know, it's kind of like, oh my God, you got to be fucking kidding me. Really? Because all of the stuff I've heard from you over the years and stuff, I never heard that. I've never put anything, any relation to Finnegan's
Wake.
Yeah,
you use that word all the time. You knew the word,
yes.
Said it many times.
It's just like, of course, it would fucking have to
be. It's just north of Donnybrook.
Donnybrook's a key word in Finnegan's Wake. He's quoting the Wake there.
So, that's south of Blarney.
No, get back to that. Sorry, what were you saying, Bob? Donnybrook's a key word?
Many hours ago, out of the blue, Ion quoted the first line, first couple of lines of Finnegan's Wake, which is page 3, and he made puns on the words, which are puns themselves already. It was pretty brilliant. Ion just did the famous opening lines with multiple
tonight?
Puns on the puns. Yes, you know, like 5 hours ago.
Oh, cool.
That was what you call yesterday.
And I wanted to mention to Jermaine, Sarah of Gummoland, who wanted to make the deal with you, Jermaine.
Oh, it's Sarah. Okay.
Yeah, little Sarah.
Send me a message on dupes, and then I can get your information.
Okay, Sarah, you get that?
I'm in the east of Cork.
He's quoting the Wake again.
I'm just bringing up the Corks.
Hey, don't interrupt us while we're communicating. That's no room to have a
question. I got my fluid.
Herbert Marsh McLuhan. I know that word. He goes, Marsh McLuhan. More than you guys know it. He remembers that.
Don't remember it. We know it. There's a difference.
Remembering and knowing. Can we go back to basics on that? Can you describe the difference between remembering and knowing?
We can't. Bob says no reruns, only resets.
Okay, well, can you reset?
No, you can do that. You can
reruns.
Do that.
No.
She's asking the questions again.
No, you can't go back. We're not rehashing, re-vomiting the
okay.
stuff.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I personally feel that the sort of the reset for me is applicable. So I'm asking you a question. If you don't want to answer that, then that's fine.
And then ask the question, but not from a refag place.
No, I'm not asking that from that way. Of course not. Can you please describe the difference? Okay, so can you please describe the difference between remembering and knowing?
Okay, to remember is to put back into a notion, a plot, or a scheme. As it was.
Okay. And then to know?
No, you're not through with that.
Okay, but a was is subjective. Like, a was is, I mean, that's like, it's like remembering again. If I think about a was, it's like I was in a certain place, so therefore I'm going to, quote-unquote, remember something as I
remember
as
a verb. Have in or be able to bring to one's mind an awareness of someone or something that one has seen, known, or experienced in the past.
So it's bringing in time and, okay, I get
recall,
that.
Recollect.
Got it. Know.
And now you want to know.
Now I want to know. Semantics 101. Now I want to know.
One in one hand, shit in the other, see which one sticks to your face longer.
Now, to know is to be aware through observation, inquiry, or information. Most people know the CFCs can damage the ozone layer. To realize, be conscious, be informed.
Thank you. There is a difference.
Now, those are the straight definitions now. The rest of the story is that node, resident node, becomes the known aspects. It takes all the participles and makes them in a pluperfect tense to know. Because then they're known. I knew that he knew. I knew that he knew is known. Now, to remember is to put back. The transient verb is to always reassemble, to put back. So to know, you don't have to put back. You basically achieve, not even retrieve. You already have in the forefront of knowing.
when I first started engaging with you, I had a massive issue with the idea of to know. And
we know.
There was, as you know, there was a huge dialogue between Bob and I about speaking and knowing.
He says you didn't know what you knew because you talked. Like, if you spoke, you could know, but if you talk, you can't know. But you must keep speaking to unknow what you know that you knew. Because if you unknow what you knew that you know, then the new that you know wasn't really known. But if you remember, then you can't. If you remember, you can't know.
Ion, all these words that don't mean anything here, like that I always say,
no,
like 20.
They do mean, no, they do. Stop. Don't say that.
Okay. So what
they
about
do.
Like 20?
Stop.
What is the.
They, hold on, we got this.
Okay.
Yes, they are significant, but know okay. what you're applying. We just did the difference between remembering and know. Know to mm-hmm. apply them. When you applied them in the past, there was outcomes. Some you enjoyed, some you did not. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you enjoyed it, repeat it. If you didn't, don't. But don't play the fool, darling.
Mm-hmm. So what about, like, the ones, the words like bazai, B-A-Z-A-I?
We know.
That I...
well, let's see. Let's go over the part where we just said, don't just throw the words out there.
Oh.
Be easy
okay.
with them. If you get an outcome you like, great.
Uh-huh.
If you don't, that's how you know. But go
okay,
gentle
but...
and easy with that.
Okay, but I'm just going to ask... this has really perplexed me for a really long time, this conversation.
For sure.
So if you speak, if you, you know, words are your reality or you create with your words, so therefore, if you feel that you know something and yet your speaking doesn't match up with what your quote-unquote knowing is?
Mm-hmm. Which most of the time, that's the case. Yes, it's a little man's objective to do such a thing.
Okay, so then therefore, how, like, how's the degree of separation?
If you use one more therefore, you're going to make it into a past tense.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
If you know something within you, and you feel that you know it, but you can't speak it, does that have any effect?
You don't know it.
You
still
don't know it. You still
you
know it.
You do know it. You still know it.
Okay, so is that...
And that's the very thing we were just doing with Jermaine. We were saying, don't say those things. We know it.
Right.
We knew what they were. But it's a good example of exactly what you're talking about here. You don't have to say them to know them. She knew them. We knew them. There's no reason to say them otherwise.
Okay,
do you see?
But is there...
They're
is
still
there,
known.
Yeah,
they're still
there
known.
Any... is there any quote-unquote remembering in that, though? I'm trying to get to, no, there isn't? So there isn't, so the
no.
knowing doesn't have, the knowing has nothing to do with remembering anything?
That's correct.
Okay.
I just remembered that I know.
Okay. So memory, then, therefore, memory,
yes.
You I always remember you saying moire, moire, every, anytime I say
they're
remember.
They're made out of silicone. Oh, no, wait, sorry, that's memories. That's memories, yeah.
The hairspray.
Okay.
Hairspray.
Okay.
If you see, so even words that I see, but at the moment I don't know what they mean, it just means that I might not remember. But if I'm seeing them, it means that I, at one point I did
no.
know the meaning.
No. Yours is different. What's happening is those are essence of creations that you engage. You've gone three sheets to the wind with it, so therefore they're showing up. They're ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know yet, but you will know. But don't go slinging the hash unless you like potatoes.
Okay, because I have a list of them that I just write them all down.
We know. And you, but that's okay. Just don't,
okay?
You can also get a really nice car, okay? But if you don't know how to drive it, you still can own the car, but don't go running it off the ravine.
Right.
But see, you're fun because you don't mind busting right through the middle of it, and we think that's just grand.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I know.
I'm the food chain.
Yeah, you know, I'm the type, I don't care to know how it works or what it does. If I get my hands on it, I'm going to try it. And well, I'm extreme with either.
We know.
Okay.
We just don't want you getting ahead of yourself faster than you know. Okay. Nothing wrong with remembering, but don't get faster than you know. Because one is a verb and one is a tense.
But the thing is that to remember means to engage in some sort of sense of time. But is it timing or time?
It has to be timing because there is no time.
I know that, but I mean, so it's okay.
You mean tomorrow.
Yesterday. You're right, exactly. But so the things that I think about of yesterday, what I think of yesterday is...
No, you should know yesterday. If you know yesterday, then you can soon know tomorrow. And if you know tomorrow, then you don't have this conversation because you know the difference because you don't have to remember because you know. Could you say it like this? I remember next week like it was yesterday.
You could, but the way that I see things, the way that I'm living right now, I don't know that I remember next week.
Precisely.
So,
that's why the remembering of it doesn't do any good. But if I know next week like I knew last week.
So what you're trying to say is that the emphasis should really be not necessarily on remembering, but knowing. So you should,
right.
we right, okay. Because
now, this is
the
great.
Way that.
Right, so, okay, Bob.
Yes.
You got two schools going on here. You got Jermaine, who don't know shit and is tearing up all of goddamn Los Angeles. You got Sasha trying to figure out why she doesn't know that she knew that she might know from a position of engaging and embracing the difference between remembering and knowing. One is wanting to know it all before they do anything, and the other one wants to know nothing as they do everything.
Betwixt and between. Nice pattern.
That was really good. Well done.
See, because now what happens, you get both sides of that same conversation, and they're both interrupting at the correct right time, engaging, and here sitting there spitting out angel words that even the angels don't want spoken. And Jermaine's like, well, what do you think will happen if I say this? What do you think will happen if I say this? I don't know. Let's try it. Be like so call I say, let's try that. And you go, whoa. Easy, trigger. No, the point is, you have now varying fields, wide fields of the same conversation.
Yeah, totally. I totally get that. That was awesome.
That being said, you've now got a good working example to play with. So, Jermaine, this is your opportunity to ease off the gas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sasha, this is your opportunity to ease off the brakes. Right?
Okay.
And that would be best observed simultaneously.
Ah, okay.
So we both could bring some sort of balance.
Good, that's right. So you're like your outcomes. Because this is all fun for shits and giggles until it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
The black stuff goes bubble.
That's cool.
Over your house.
Thank you.
Yeah, that would be a different conversation, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good.
Ah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Now, good. Oh, marvelous.
What about, like, the design that I came up with? I don't necessarily sell it. Yeah, no, I'm selling it, but I'm just, like, where it came from. It must have been one day I just woke up and did it.
Don't be talking your stuff. You're all right. Sell it.
Okay.
Make another one.
All right.
You
okay.
don't care where it came from. You don't care. If you cared, why would you have this conversation? I got this thing. I don't know where I got it from. I'm sure it was another world. Okay, good. Congratulations. Take that to market. This is other world. You know, they'll say they'll accuse you of plagiarizing another world's positions.
Well, the best artists steal anyway.
C'est la guerre.
Ion, wanted to ask you, with my situation, my living situation now, contemplating a move, where would be a good place for me to move?
You said where. Don't use where.
Oh, well, I see. Is moving a good idea?
Ion's not likely to answer,
no?
Mr. Denny, because these are all up to you.
No.
See, these are personal questions, your own personal decision-making, and Ion is tired of being useless in relation to that.
Hmm.
Only you can decide all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could ask me. I don't have any rules about it.
Well, you say California, so...
That's right. I say it again.
No.
Crash at Madeline's in Oakland for a while.
Yeah.
See how disgusting Oakland is, and then move down to L.A. Take Madeline with you and get her out of that place.
Oh.
Look, they're all starting to ask you to come out already.
Really?
See, you just have to make the move. They'll put you up for years.
Really? Who said that? Oh, Madeline said come to Oakland.
I think Jack is interested.
Who? What?
I say come to L.A.
Is this Jermaine?
Yeah, Jack's interested.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack's interested.
I promise I'll stop messing with it.
Yes, yeah, you can check those tar pits.
I won't even touch those. I'm easing off the gas for a minute.
Yes. Yeah. I have to see if Ian's still there. Just a second. Looks like Ion left.
Oh, poo.
Well, say like
yeah, Ion is gone.